Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Disturbance come only from within, from our own perception.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body, from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, a show where we provide you the wisdom and action steps that will help you transform your life. So if you are new to this show and to the chakras, then I want to give you a warm welcome. Now, if you are like most of the listeners that find our show online, then it's probably true that you are not just looking for information, because if it's only information that you seek, then you can find it on Google or Bing or some other search engine. But in order to make progress towards an awakening and transform your life in every way, then you need a community that will hold space for you, allow you to express your voice, share, collaborate, grow, and really step into your new life. That's why our Facebook group, our Facebook community, Action Tribe, is just what you need. Our group will hold you accountable, provide you feedback, and cheer you till the finish line. And we also have a special chakra challenge for each and every day so that you can take small steps, small actions that will have a compound effect on your life and also on your chakras. So if you want to join the thousands of other members in our group, then go to my7chakras.com/tribe, T-R-I-B-E. That's my7chakras.com/tribe. And once you land on that page, just hit join and become a part of our Facebook community. Right. So with that being said, let's bring on our very special guest for today, who is actually a repeat guest, Ghislaine Valli. So Ghislaine, are you ready to inspire?
I'm ready, Aditya, very much. And I'm very happy. Thank you so much to have me on your show. It's a pleasure.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Ghislaine, for joining us today. Ghislaine is the author of the book Happy Palmist, My Joyful Adventure in Vedic Palmistry. She is a Vedic Palmist astrologer at the Birla Centre in Montreal and Shenville. In her 30 years as a professional palmist, she has helped thousands of clients improve their lives and has inspired tens of thousands lecturing across North America. And through her many radio and television appearances, she gives private consultations and training also in palmistry. So that's going to be the topic that we have for today, which is Vedic palmistry and so many other topics that are connected to this ancient practice. Now, For listeners who are regular listeners, you will know that this is not her first appearance. She first appeared on episode 147. So if you want to catch up, if you want to listen to that episode before this, that's probably a good idea. Then you must go to my7chakras.com/147. my7chakras.com/147. So listen to that episode, catch up on what we said at that point. And today we are episode 251. So it's been a while. And thanks a lot for joining me, Ghislaine.
Hey, thank you. No problem. This is, again, a real joy, because whenever I can explain about palmistry, I'm a happy kid, guarantee.
Great, great, great. So since you have been on our show before this, you would know that we always, our community loves inspiration, because inspiration helps us make a change. So what is your favorite inspirational quote these days, and how do you apply it in your life?
Yeah, one that I'm working a lot, it's called, "Disturbance come only from within, from our own perception." And that's from Marcus Aurelius. And I realize, because so easily that we can be disturbed, but basically it's how we see things. So do we see a problem, or we see an opportunity? Do we see a difficulties, or we see it's a real challenge to grow and be even better? So for me, that's what I'm trying to work, because I know it's like when we go inside ourselves, we do a workout. We grow muscle of love, of patience, and of so many good things.
Wonderful. Thanks a lot for sharing that wonderful quote and action tribe. For those who don't know, Marcus Aurelius was a Roman, I would say an emperor, a leader, but not only that, he was also a philosopher as well. And he took the time to note down his thoughts in stoicism and mindfulness. And even now, 2000 odd years later, people are still, like Ghislaine is sharing with us, reminiscing on his really profound thoughts. And today we're getting to know that disturbance comes only from within, from our own perception. Which is true, because the idea that disturbances from around us is very limiting, because if it's from around us, there's only so much that we can do, right, to change it. But once we realize that disturbance comes from within, from our perception, we can actually change that. And once we change that, then we won't have disturbance. We will have, you know, growth, and we'll have change.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. We'll have success. We'll have success. Really more happy. Exactly. Because finally, the disturbance, they come because they shake us up. They make us go out of our comfort zone. And basically, nobody want to be out of that comfort zone. But what is the comfort zone? Is it to be unhappy in a marriage, let's say? Is it to be sad because we don't like the work we're doing? So what is that comfort zone that we got used to? So when we see that something disturb us, what really is disturbing us? And for me, that's what I bring my client to go a little deeper. And it's so fantastic, because the hand is the reflection, conscious, subconscious. And it's so clear. Like, I don't need to spend hours and hours and hours on a couch with my client, let's say, to try to analyze or pass a lot of tests. But when you look at the hand and you see how the lines work, it's fun, because the person understand themselves, and then they go, ah, oh, that's why I have that character, or that's why that habit is coming to me, you know? It's really, I'm amazed. Each time I see a hand, I go, aha, this is the problem, or here is the solution, you know?
Absolutely. So, Ghislaine, for those of our listeners who haven't yet checked out our previous episode yet, what exactly is Vedic palmistry?
Okay, well, the Vedic palmistry comes from the Vedas, and it's like a real deep philosophy based 5,000 years ago. And Vedic palmistry believe in the line changing. So we work with that concept, that it's organic, that everything is movable, mm-hmm. and you can verify it. You can look, and people now will go, what, my line changed? Oh, yes, your line changed. Maybe not the big line that we see that they're deep. They change, but they take longer. But little lines will change even faster. Mm-hmm. And or the way your fingers are, or when we open the hand, the way we keep the thumb closed or not will show and reflect a lot on our personality. So Vedic palmistry is very different because it doesn't work with prediction. It works with changing. When you have the information, you're ready for transformation. And that's what we're doing.
Got it. So, I mean, this is a fascinating topic. I mean, from time immemorial, whenever you go to, a gathering or a get together, you know, people want their palms read, right? People are always intrigued by something that they don't understand, something that is fascinating. And that's exactly why I wanted to do another episode so that we learn more about palmistry. So my question to you is, how did you discover Vedic palmistry?
Oh, my journey, huh?
Yeah,
because I study in film and communication.
Right.
And so that was my background. And then I had a job in Paris for maybe a year and a half. And when I came back to Montreal, I was so lost and unhappy. I was looking for answer about myself.
Yeah.
And then I had a friend who told me, oh, I just saw a palmist, Ghansham Singh Birla. And she said, he's fantastic. And when I heard the name, I just went, I need to see him. For sure. Mm-hmm. And so I booked, but it took longer because he was really busy. So it took maybe 3 months. And I probably call every week to make sure he didn't have a cancellation. This is how intense or desperate I was. And when I saw him and they took my handprint, that was a real shock because he needed to see the my hand clearly. And then Ghansham came and he read my palm and my chart. And I promise you, Aditya, I fall off my chair. He told me truth about myself that I only me knew. But he also told me 15 or 17 defect that I have. Hmm. And he said, Ghislaine, if you don't change that, your life will be the same. Hmm. So right away, he put me in a pro-action mode. And I certainly didn't want to keep my 17 defect because I knew it'd bring me nowhere.
Yeah.
Even though, hey, I was proud, I was in Paris, I had all of that. But I was really deeply searching for my goal. And then Ghansham, so the consultation went on, and then he told me to come back. And I certainly did because I wanted to work on those defects. And finally, slow but sure, I just started to love it. And then one day he told me, you should take palmistry class. Mm. And he was teaching. And I said, sure. The only problem I had, Aditya, is the course was in English.
Right.
And I didn't spoke one word in English.
Right.
At the time.
Correct.
So I pay for classes I didn't know. But it worked. I had my little dictionary and whatever I could catch, even if it was one word. But it just opened me an universe. And look at me today. My first consultation was in English 6 months after. So I know it changed. And I just did. So I learned palmistry and English at the same time.
Right.
But I just love it. And it's been 30 years and a beautiful journey of self-discovery. And that's what I try to do when people come and see me. Like now we just created what we call the challenge of the heart or challenge of the head. Because so many people come and see me and they're very unhappy in their relationship or they're obsessed with something that or somebody that it doesn't work. And they need to understand, why do I attract that? Why it's coming to me? And finally, in that challenge, it's fun because I'm helping them realizing, because we need to know when we realize what's wrong. Oh boy, 50% of the change is there, and then the other 50 is to practice.
I think this is some really, really useful information. At the fact that you wanted to learn something, you wanted to acquire a skill, but the acquisition of that skill depended on, firstly, the acquisition of a language skill. And so you did not let that stop you, which I think is very inspiring for many of our listeners, because our listeners listen from many different countries. And, you know, many of our listeners, maybe you listening to the show right now, might feel like you don't have the right skill sets, or you don't know English, or you don't know whatever language you need to know in order to get a particular job. But you know, you need to really look at Ghislaine's life, because she did not let her language skills stop her from stepping into her life purpose, right? So I think this is really, really useful.
And you know what I used to repeat, Aditya? I used to say kind of my mantra. I used to say, if I just learn one word a day, after 365 days, after a year, I'll know pretty much sentences.
Correct.
So I didn't put pressure into my brain. I just let it be. And it took 6 months. And you know when I knew I was bilingual? Is I started to dream in English. And I understood.
That's awesome.
And then I went, Then I knew. I said, okay, I think it went somewhere now. But palmistry, it's like such a language. And for me, I wish everybody can use it as a gauge to know, okay, like let's see the heart. Your heart line is the line on the top. When you look at your hand, you open it. The heart line is the one on the top. Usually it should be a little round, and it's from the index fingers to the little baby fingers, you know? So that line is the heart line, and it represents how we love, how we're really or willing to give and sacrifice. Like I had one guy, he just came to me and he told me, oh, my girlfriend, I love her so much. She's tattooed on my heart. I said, okay, that's nice. I mean, Hanuman did that. He tattooed Rama and his wife in it, you know. But I said, now what's that mean that you tattoo? Is that mean how much you're ready? Or it's a possessivity you have on her? And he went, oh, what do you mean, Ghislaine? What do you mean? So the heart line, you want to see it good, long, round. It has many direction. But again, even if my heart, let's say it's not perfect, it can grow, it can change. We just need to be aware of how we express that line. How, and it's not just on love affair, it's with everybody, how we behave kindly, gently, or we take for granted, or we're abrupt with people. How many times I said, you know, you're very good, but you should be more sweet. And the lady will go, what do you mean by that? More sweet.
Right.
Well, it will help in many, many ways.
So are we looking at the left hand here or the right hand?
That's a very good question. No, it's a great question. It matters, because the hand that you write with, it called your dominant hand.
Oh, okay, so you got to use that hand to look, right? Because I noticed that my left hand, the lines, I think, were more prominent, more clear, I guess.
Yeah, but what's interesting is your dominant hand, the one you write with, it's your conscious. That's the hand you want to become, you want to be.
Okay.
It's almost like, let's say, an iceberg. The dominant hand is just the top, what we see. Now, the non-dominant is the bottom of the iceberg, is everything hiding that we don't see. And So it's our past karma, past our habit, education, DNA, how we live our life before, what we learn. All the memories are locked on that one.
Sure.
And anytime we are angry or agitated or nervous, we slip back into our subconscious. We call that the subconscious.
Gosh.
And I know relationship. Many times we attract someone out of our subconscious. That's why we call the other person our better half.
Our better half, exactly.
He better be a better half.
Now let's talk about, I mean, you told us about the heart line, but what about the head line and the life line? Could you give us an overview of these two lines really quickly?
Because, they're so important. So the head line is the one in the middle.
Hmm.
So now the head shows your character. It shows how you think, and it shows how focused we are. Mm-hmm. So for sure, if you have more than one head, it could be some people could have two or three, or it's broken. So it shows how much we're engaged or strong and calm and ready to give the maximum of what we want. So we're not just dreaming about it. Let's say like you want to do radio show. Are you just thinking about it or you're making action? Mm-hmm. So the headline will show that. It shows our ambition and strength of that mind, that brain. But the headline will have many tests because it's passing through a lot of places that we call the mount in the hand. So it starts in Mars negative, who could be, it's our strength energy or our resistance. So do we resist or we go with the flow? And then the middle of your palm, we call that Rahu, and that's our environment. So many times our headline is affecting or affected by the environment. Oh no, I cannot do that because people won't like me, or it's too crazy. Oh no, what people are going to think. So we're often thinking about what people are going to think about us instead of thinking of what we want to do. Me, that's one big thing. Whoops, sorry. That's one big thing I did. I stopped thinking, oh, what is people going to think? I mean, I was on a film and now I'm going to be a palmist.
Mm.
So I couldn't let that affect me. I was just saying, well, I'm more happy now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's important. So the headline, and when the headline is long, it shows your strength. It shows your quality to go to the end and not wait. Wait that what? Sometimes circumstance come. You create the circumstance. So headline is very important. And now when you compare both hand, put your both hand together and you will see the lines are different.
Yeah.
They're not the same.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
And that shows the thinking of before and the thinking that you want to achieve. So basically, we're really in between our two hands, but we want to make sure the conscious gets stronger. And then the lifeline is the one who goes pretty much around the thumb, you know?
Correct.
And so you can perceive that one, huh? And lifeline have a bad press because we think, oh, short life, short lifeline, short life. And it doesn't mean that at all.
So it doesn't. Okay.
No, so if I can take away any worry of any listener today, please, if ever you went to see somebody and they told you you will die tomorrow, you know what? We will all die. But that's not for us to decide that. That's God who decide.
Correct.
We want to live and have a great life. So lifeline shows how much we feel good in our body, how much energy we have, and what do we live for? What is our motivation to wake up in the morning? Mm-hmm. So if the lifeline is short, I miss motivation. I don't know. I have a short-term motivation. Oh, well, I work and I do this, I do that, but maybe I'm lost. Maybe I don't see deeper, or maybe I do a certain kind of life, and after that, maybe something else will come or will happen. For sure, it's easier, it's better if the line is longer. It's always good if the line is round. Because round lifeline, it means you feel pretty good in your body. Like I'm sure, Aditya, your lifeline is pretty round. Eh?
So again, are we looking at the left or the right? We're looking at the left. Right? Left is the conscious, what where we want to achieve, where we want to be. And right is the subconscious, correct?
No. Which hand do you write with?
Left hand.
Oh, you're a left hand.
I'm a left handed, yeah.
Ah, so you're the reverse of all of us. Okay.
I'm that's the reverse good. Of all of you.
Not all, but.
Okay.
So for sure. Yeah, for you, your conscious is the left hand.
Yeah, exactly. And, so I need to be looking at the left hand, correct?
Yeah, and how is the is your lifeline round?
My lifeline is round, but I think my lifeline is on the left hand is shorter than my right.
Okay.
Or more, less distinct. Yeah.
Okay. But it's pretty round.
It's pretty round, yeah.
You know why I know that without seeing you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're kind, you're calm when you talk, and you look very much in your body. And you love what you're doing. Is it true?
Oh, I do love what I'm doing. For
it
sure.
shows. So you need to have a pretty good, and when you have a good lifeline around, you make everybody comfortable. And thank you, that's what you do with me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that that is the case. And thanks a lot for giving us a better idea of all these three lifelines.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that the lines on our palms change when we're thinking as our thoughts progress. So have you ever asked yourself, like, how is this possible? You know, what's the connection between our palm and our mind and our thoughts?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. Well, it's here in Montreal, we had this doctor, it's called Dr. Penfield, and he was a neurologist and at the University of Montreal, and he did a lot of research that he find out that in our brain, the hand take 3/4 of the portion of the brain. Imagine. And another doctor find out that the dermo of the brain is the same that the dermo of the hand, of the skin.
Okay.
Now, That's on a neurologic and physical level. Now, for us, it shows that whatever we think or we feel, it is registered in your hand. And that's why, let's say, if you're nervous, your hand will become cold.
Right.
Maybe your feet will become cold, but it will take longer time. The energy go there slower. It come to your hand faster. Or you bite your nails. Or you're sweating because you're feeling something. So the hand has a quick effect, connection with the brain. And us, because we do a lot of research, we have over 100,000 imprint in our file. So we do research to validate all this information. Okay, that person was thinking like that. Look at her headline. Now she changed. Look at her. Or so we correct that. We check it out. Oh, yeah. Because we don't just take for granted, oh, yeah, hey, palmistry. No. It's a science. It's fun. And you can verify it. And, it's neat. Like a little boy that I saw, he was maybe 10 years old, and his big dream, he wanted to be a veterinarian, you know, he wanted to help the animals. And he had a line of destiny. Line of destiny is a line coming from the bottom of your palm going all the way up. It's a vertical line, or it comes, it's diagonal. When it comes from the moon that we call, that's the area beside Venus. Anyway, it's hard to see on a radio show, but anyway, he had a beautiful destiny who represent how much he wanted to help the animals kingdom. I saw him again at 15 years old, and the line of destiny totally changed. And I go, hey, you don't have the same dream. He goes, oh no, now I want to be a computer expert. So it changed. It's not good or bad. It's just a change in his thought, and it changed the line in his hand. It's really fun.
It's so fun, just as you share these stories, for sure. Now, you know, you've written that by looking at the lines on someone's hands, you can tell where a person has been, their past, mm-hmm. where they are now, that is their present, mm-hmm. and also what they are capable of doing or where they are capable of going in the future, right? Now, I understand the concept that, you know, the lines can give an indication or a snapshot of where we are today, mm-hmm. but how exactly can the lines tell you about the past and the possibilities of the future?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you ever thought about that?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they can show so much. And that's why, again, I love the prevention aspect that we're doing. Because for sure, when you do prediction, it's kind of, in a way, it's easy. Because you see the line and you go, oh, well, you know, your line of destiny stop at 42. The person is 38. So what you're going to say? Okay, good luck. And I don't know, maybe you'll be lost and you don't want to do that. Us, what we do, it's more, okay, what's happening? How come the line stopped? What's the cause of that? Because the person still have 4 years before it's going to hit that wall. So let's work out that before the 4 years, before he get into that situation. So that's more our approach that we do. And because for sure, the future, it's in our willpower that we can be the best. For me, that's what I look at. How can we be the best of everything? The best friend, the best husband, the best wife, the best worker, the best human being. Because when we are on this planet, we want to leave a good handprint, a good footprint, actually.
Yeah.
Whoops,
correct.
I got my phone. Somebody is calling, but that's fine. But
destiny is calling.
My destiny is calling, exactly. So what kind of footprint do we live? And and because, again, it's like how a mandala became a mandala. Okay, he was 27 years in jail. We don't need to do that. Or how come Gandhi became a Gandhi? So for me, like all those wonderful people, they really change. And and mandala used to say that he have a bad temper, very bad temper. And look, he became a sweetie pie. So I know we all have a battle inside ourselves. We're battling with something. And when we know what we are battling with, what is our limitation? What's the pain? What is creating us so much difficulties in whatever aspect of our life? And when we learn to fix it, change it, whoa, then the miracle comes. Then life is really enjoyable.
Got it. So when you said that, it sort of made me think about, you know, the epic battles that we face in life, right? And it sort of reminds me of the hero's journey, which is spoken about in so many books, in so many myths, and in so many movies as well. And in most of these movies, you have the hero, or whether it's male or female, who is fighting against a villain or an anti-hero or something like that. And what we find is that these archetypes manifest in our life, like you've suggested. But in our case, we might not be fighting a villain in real life who wants to, you know, kill us or destroy the world. The villain, Action Tribe, if you're listening right now, is within you. And once you realize that, you know, your enemy is within you itself, and once you do something about that, that's when, you know, things change and the obstacle gets out of the way.
Oh, totally. Aditya, that's it. You got it, you know? And if we can work that out, that's when we don't get disturbed by the outside.
Correct.
Then, and our perception is really clear, like who we are. You know, when they say we're made of the image of God, I believe in that. And and I know we have a lot of strength. And like just a little example, I have this little boy. He live in France, and he's 12 years old. And his mother was so nervous about him. And she said, oh, he's having so many difficulties at school. Everybody call him a loser. And the teacher have problem with him. And I was on Zoom because I do consultation a lot with Zoom or Skype, you know. And I said to her, is your son there with you? And she goes, oh, yeah. I said, bring her with me. Bring him. So he came and he showed his hand to my little, you know, camera. And I saw the most amazing line of Mercury. That's a line who show great talent. And and great talent in communication. So I just went, I said, you're my little genius. And I started to talk to him, telling him all about that line. And he had this big smile in his face. And she told me, because we keep in touch, and she told me, Guylaine, he's now, he's making a good mark. He's doing well at school. He loved to write. And now he's starting to talk in front of people.
Yeah.
So instead of being connecting as a loser, now he's connecting that he's a genius.
So it's
a matter of perception. Yeah, and it's a matter of perception again. So me, when I see the hand, I see it. I see the real us. Mm-hmm. And for me, it have no makeup. It have no disturbance of whatever the outside is looking at. It's who we really are. And what more beautiful than your own hand that we carry with us 24/7.
Yeah.
They're always there. And oh my goodness. And when you know, then you want to know people who live with you. Like let's say, and many time again, Aditya, the opposite attract. And why? Because we have something to learn from it. So let's say a good example is short fingers will attract long fingers. So short fingers are very quick. They want everything yesterday. They're fast mover. As the long finger take their time, it's more quiet, it's more slow. Or not too many lines in the hand will attract many, many lines in the hand.
Correct.
So it's amazing. But then you get attracted by that. But then how do you live with that opposition? Then the challenge come, you know?
Yes, that's what they say, right? Like, you know, it's good that you are attracted to one another, but the real test is once you start living with one another, and that's when you have the sparks
fly,
or maybe some sort of friction. And that's when the real test is when you are able to sort out your differences and understand one another. But for the moment, I want to talk about the heart, since we're getting into the topic of the heart and to love and to connection. You've mentioned that the heart is the most powerful energy source in the world. So my question is, you know, we've all heard of that, but how can you say that? Have you had any specific experience, or have you seen things happen that have proven to you how powerful heart energy can be?
Well, yeah, I have to tell you a secret. Well, in 2013, I got sick, and I went to the hospital. I was operated for peritonitis, they call. But I was very lucky; I got cut in time. And it's so funny because the doctor before the operation told me he had his glove, and he said, "You're in good hands, Guylaine." And I thought to myself, I would like to see your hand to know if I'm on a good hand. But that was beside the point. But anyway, so we did the operation. But me, I went to somewhere, I don't know where, maybe the astral world. And I saw a lot of people. We were like thousands and thousands of people battling on the battlefield. But we were all in light and beautiful, just light. But we were having a fight, but not with each other. We were fighting with ourselves, and we were fighting with our heart. And our weapon was all the quality of the heart. If you're kind, if you're generous, if you're sweet, if you're tender, if you're conscious, if you give a hand to somebody, all of that. So when I came back from my operation, I was so excited. And I told my teacher, Ghansham, I said, Ghansham, we are doing the right job. Because we're helping people to connect to their heart. Because if we were there, because I find, Aditya, often people are too much in their head. They're not in their heart. But we need a balance between both. We cannot just be heart, because then we'll be like an emotional yo-yo, let's say. So you need the balance between the head and the heart, because the head is your focus. It's your barometer. Okay, you want to go there, let's go. But you need to go with the heart, with fun, with a good attitude. So, so for me, the heart, in a way, it's the doorway to connect to our soul. So more we're connected to the heart, more you're going to open that door of your heart chakra and then go to the to your soul. And just for your own fun too, your mm-hmm. five fingers are the right. five element who represent also the five first chakra.
Okay.
Yeah, and your show is called the seventh chakra.
That's really interesting. Okay, it's so fun, the five fingers represent the five yeah. chakras, starting yeah. from down, right? So yeah. you start with the root and then go up.
Exactly. So let's say if you just place your hand calmly now on the table, see if all your fingers are, see the placement. Because that will show your chakra how they are. Neat, huh?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the fact that you shared that you had this vision of, you know, a thousand light beings having this war, or yeah. not this war, but a fight with
yeah.
within themselves.
Yeah.
It sort of reminded me of, I'm not sure if you've read the story of the ancient, in ancient India, where you had the devas.
Mm-hmm,
and the
absolutely.
Asuras
yeah.
fighting with one
yeah.
another. It sort of brought yeah. to yeah. my mind.
Well, Aditya, you're so cute, because in our hand, you see the index fingers mm-hmm. is a deva, because oh. he's Jupiter, and he's the first god of the gods. And big Venus, where the tongue located, that big area there, Venus is the god of Asuras.
I'm sorry, so, where is that located? Which finger is that?
The thumb.
Okay, got it. That's the Asura. Okay.
Yeah, that's the Asura. That's Venus. And Venus want pleasure, want fun. So, and Jupiter want the knowledge. And our headline is right in between all of that.
Got it. So, and you can't pick something without both of the fingers, right?
Exactly.
You need both your thumb and
yeah, you
your
need,
index
exactly.
finger.
Oh, yeah. You will love palmistry. Yeah. You will love to listen.
Oh, I already love it. Now, Gillian, we have three palms that you're going to read, right? Three of
yes,
our Facebook
true.
Group
it's
members. True. But before that, I've got a quick question for you. Many of our listeners are either maybe married or in a relationship. So what advice do you have for people who want to strengthen their existing relationships using the power of the heart? Do you have any suggestions for opening or strengthening our heart chakra?
Well,
before we get to know the palm readings.
One thing I will say to them, I will say, please, if you want to really make your relationship work for many years, if you love your guys or your girls, you know, so, and you want to be solid and not emotional, if you know you have some weakness, I will say, come and do the challenge with me. I do a challenge of the heart for 3 months. It takes 3 months to change. That's the minimum. So do that challenge with me. Write to me and I'll explain everything, how it worked. And it's so neat, so neat. But promise, it makes us feel completely different. That's the work I do. And I have so many cases where people are happy and their relationship is much better. So I will suggest them use palmistry. Use me. I'm at your service.
Got it. So we'll have
almost
more details coming up
24.
Soon. Perfect.
Oh my. So, yes. Now, we're going to look at some charts
yeah.
of people, huh?
The yeah, let's go into the charts.
Yep. The only thing, I don't know which hand they're using, if they're right hand or left hand.
Right.
And I have one. I will just say the first name, Christina. Christina, born the 21st of November, 81. And it's fun because I also do astrology, Vedic astrology, and I combine both. And so I have to say that Christina have a lot of inner strength in her, but also a lot of sensitivity and fear that she's probably working on it. And she have an interesting chart, because we call that Kalsarpa Yogas. And that give a lot of energy, but also some difficulties until you understand what is life, and then you kind of go for it. So I will say Christina is a real character, stubborn, intense, and want to really make her life worthwhile, That's a good word, huh? Now, when I see in her hand, it's very interesting because if I see such a strength in the chart, I want to see the hand the same. So I'm not sure which hand she's using, but one hand for sure have a strong headline, almost in both hands. Lifeline is also very dynamic, but the line of destiny is missing in one hand. And that's why I don't know which hand she is. So maybe sometimes she knows what she should do and maybe she's not. Maybe her direction is not completely clear. I'll have to ask her about that. And for sure, she needs to learn to have a little more confidence. You see, like now all the personality traits come into the picture. Because why the lines are the way they are is because how we think we are, you know? She needs to have more confidence. She needs to feel better about herself and maybe not let those emotions or fear come into the picture. Because if the line of destiny is not clear and she has a very strong head, you see, the headline and line of destiny, they're working together. Like, you know, the expression we say, what we think, we become.
Yes.
So in her case, so if the line of destiny is not solid, I want to ask her, but what are you thinking? What do you want to do? It's a kind of a inner conflict is there about where she want to go. And also the fingers are a little short, so I know she can be quite impatient. But she's a very good girl, beautiful girl, actually. Just need to be solid, stronger, and then we'll see how things will work. But she should definitively call me or befriend with me on Facebook. I'm available. And then I will be a little more in detail because now I care too much about people to not say I need to be general.
Right. Good point.
I cannot go exactly. Now, Melissa, born January 28, 1979. Happy birthday coming up, Melissa. It's in, no, because the show will pass. The birthday will have been done. But Melissa, Aries ascendant. Melissa, have a lot of interesting planet. We call that exalted. Whenever you have exalted planet, it gives you... In French, we say a je ne sais quoi. It gives you a little more than other people in a way. You got a great strength. So she has Mars exalted and she has Jupiter exalted. So very powerful person. But she's born on a new moon, not a full moon. And a new moon can make you very, very, very vulnerable and not sure about your direction in life. So her too. Probably questioning a lot about what she should be doing. So she's independent. She's very strong. She has strong opinion about herself. She can be sometimes a little troubleshooter, but she has strong conviction. But at the same time, she's a bit confused. So that's in the chart. But when I look at her hand, and she has a beautiful hand, and her heart line in one of the hand is stronger than the other. For Melissa, I will say she have a real trust issue to work on. Trust about other people and trust about herself. And her little mercury, her little pinky fingers, we call it mercury, in one hand is very small. And that give difficulties to communicate what all your passion and what you want. But for sure, the fingers will not grow. I would like to see that. I didn't see that yet. But if the line of communication is stronger, then I know she's using her mercury better. But she have a good head. So that girl have a lot of potential. But she's, since maybe 2 years, she's on a big, big, big transit in her life. So yeah, big change is happening there and she's really want to be good and do the best. So we'll just have to check and I'll have to check with her relationship how it's doing. But that's on a personal level. And the third one, beautiful Erin.
Well,
Arian is in my chart, Vedic astrology, born 19th of September, 69. Arian is a Scorpio ascendant. And we know that Scorpio are very beautiful. I have so many Scorpio that I know. And they're very demanding and very perfectionist too. And she have a lot of Virgo also in her chart. So another very creative girl, full of talent. And but when I see the hand, it's very interesting. And again, I don't know which one is the active hand, but it looked like she went through a lot of difficulties. I will say almost the first 20 years were not easy because a lot of lines of disturbance are there in the left hand, and it affects her headline because the headline is really weak in one hand. But in the other hand, the headline is very strong and beautiful and very sensitive and creative. So it's almost like a part could be a little bit artist or creative with also, but the good news is her line of destiny is quite strong. So, you know, so again, how do we learn? Do we need to learn by experience or by wisdom? And for me, wisdom is it's more easy. It's not too painful. We just need to learn. So I think beautiful Erin learned from experience a lot. I think now she's ready for the wisdom guarantee. And but also the hand have a little bit of blotchy color, red. So that shows some intensity or some anxiety or some stress is there. And but at the same time, a lot of good quality, beautiful heart on both hands. So that's her. So again, come and see me, Erin, because then we'll go a little more in depth. Because don't forget, we're on the radio with other people in the room, so we cannot be private.
awesome. Thanks a lot for these three readings, Ghislaine. I really appreciate you going in depth. And I'm sure what you shared, some of the observations you shared, will also be relevant to people, to other people who are listening to this show and looking at their hands as they were listening to the episode. So especially if you're driving, I hope you're not looking at your hands.
No, don't
But
do
if
that.
You're at home, right. Then you can do so. You know, while you're relaxing, you know, in your backyard, probably you can just take a look at your hands. So, Action Tribe, to read the entire show notes for today's episode, including the inspirational quote, the book recommendation, and certain nuggets of wisdom that you may not have been able to capture right away, visit my7chakras.com/251. That's my7chakras.com/251. Action Tribe, I may not have met you personally, but I do know something about you. You're a person who knows the importance of eating natural, non-GMO, and organic food. And while most of us believe in this ideal, in reality, we do face some challenges. Number one,
organic food tends to be more expensive.
And number two,
many of us don't live close to an organic supermarket.
But all of that is going to change because Thrive Market is here to support Action Tribe. And here are seven reasons why.
Number one,
Thrive Market is a revolutionary online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone.
Number two,
you can shop for thousands of the best-selling non-GMO foods and natural products, which are always 25 to 50% below traditional retail prices.
Number three,
you can get everything you need: snacks, supplements, safe and non-toxic beauty products, organic kids products, and so much more. And it's all shipped straight to your door.
Number four.
And here's what I found really interesting. You can actually filter the catalog by your values and dietary preferences. Whether you're looking for gluten-free, vegan, or fair trade certified, you can shop for 90 plus values in just one click of a button.
Number five.
And more than 70% of the Thrive Market catalog cannot be found on Amazon.
Number six.
And all packaging, boxes, and inserts are made from recycled paper and are recyclable. 100% zero waste.
Number seven.
Because the truth is, Action Tribe, when you shop by your values and you support companies that are trying to change the world,
you really will make a change.
So do the math. If you normally spend about $100 at the grocery store, it would be around $50 to $75 on Thrive Market because of their already low prices. And now, they're giving you an extra 25% off on your first order along with a free 30-day trial. Visit thrivemarket.com/actiontribe. So, what are they getting, Kathy?
25% off your first order and a free 30-day trial.
Visit thrivemarket.com/actiontribe to get started. So Action Tribe, what an episode we had today. Not only did we learn about Vedic palmistry, but we also listened to palm readings of some of our Facebook group members. If you would like to hear about other opportunities to participate in the My Seven Chakras experience, then make sure you join our Facebook community dedicated to Action Tribe. You can join us by visiting mysevenchakras.com/tribe. That's mysevenchakras.com/tribe, because I always think about different ways in which our members can partake in the experience. Now, as always, before we move into the wisdom round, I've got a small piece of message for you. You know, my focus on this show is to provide you the pieces that will help you build the foundations of your new life, because it's true, many of you are starting a new chapter in your life, and this transition, like we're learning today, this transition can be quite difficult to go through, and it's not easy to make a change in your life. And my exposing you to these modalities along with my wonderful guests such as Ghislaine will provide you another powerful tool like Vedic palmistry to unlock your purpose, because Action Tribe, your purpose is like the destination on a GPS, and you are right now in the car of your life. Once you know your purpose, you feed it into your GPS, then life automatically makes adjustments considering the weather, the roadblocks, and traffic to find you the shortest route to your goal. Is it going to be easy? Probably not. It's going to be hard, but finding your life purpose makes it crystal clear. And like the author Viktor Frankl so wonderfully put, life is never made unbearable by circumstance, but only by lack of meaning and purpose, right? So yeah, that's what we are striving for,
that's
right?
Is
to find more
nice.
Meaning, to find more purpose in our life. And who knew that the lines on our palm can give us so much information? So Ghislaine, as on today, what is your life's mission? What is your purpose?
Oh, my purpose is to bring light and knowledge to everyone who come to see us. If I could help millions of people, I will be the most happy girl, happy palmist, that I will make people, like you said, the GPS is working, so we're not lost in the wood of our own imagination. And many times, you know, it's self-image, is whatever we have as a limitation, I'm trying with my team here to help people feel better in themselves, have a better life, that they don't need to suffer so much.
Awesome.
That's
awesome.
My mission.
So Ghislaine, I mean, just like your mission is, you are making an impact on a million and more people, because our show really transcends time and space, because we have listeners, you know, in North America, South America, you know, Europe, even Asia as well. And the thing about this show is, you know, once its episode is out, you have a listener who might be listening to this right now, someone who's listening to it in 2018, maybe 2019 and 2020 as well. So you never know when a person stumbles upon this particular episode and gets just the right piece of information that they need to progress in life. And having said that, we've arrived at the last round for today, which is called the Wisdom Round. So are you ready?
Yes.
Great. So what's the best piece of advice that someone's given you?
My best piece of advice, Ghanshyam, my teacher, he told me, Ghislaine, everything in life, it's about the attitude. So if you have the right attitude when you do something, it will work.
Name one personal habit that keeps you going.
A good habit, willpower.
So how do you exercise that habit on a daily basis?
The will to do just a little more. Let's say I want to do my meditation maybe a little more, or my exercise. Just do it every day. Be consistent. The will and the consistency is very important.
So Ghislaine, do you have a morning routine Like, what do you do in the mornings?
I do. Well, I try to wake up 6. That's my wake-up time. And then I take a shower because I'm really awake. And then I start doing my exercise. I do SRF, Self-Realization Fellowship, with Paramahansa Yogananda. And I do my exercise, then I do a little bit yoga, and then I do my meditation. With a mantra, I do the Shiva mantra that we did here. We did two beautiful mantra, Mahamudriyam Jaya and the Gayatri. And they're beautiful. We redid it with the music. So I do my Shiva mantra, then I do my Kriya. And then affirmation and my gratefulness, because I'm always grateful about something God give me every day. And then I start my day.
Awesome.
So I need at least a good hour for sure in the morning just for myself.
Great. So I just received my Kriya Yoga initiation a couple of months back. But
are you serious?
Yeah, I did.
Congrats.
I did. Thank you. It was a wonderful experience.
You'll love it. It's the best technique I know, guaranteed.
And also, I'm pretty intrigued by the activities at the SRF Fellowship. So you know, that's something that's on my mind sometime in the near future.
You're not far from them. You're close. I mean, just drive south and you'll go to California.
And they've got a chapter in Vancouver also, I think. I'm in touch with some of them.
Absolutely.
Very soon.
Good for you. Well, all of us here, we all work and we all worship Paramahansa. So it's really fun. We're all Kriyaban. Yep.
Same here. So awesome. So, Gillian, name one book that you'd like to recommend for our listeners today.
Well, okay, Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. That's right. For sure.
So, Action and Tribe, also, please go ahead.
Okay. Then also the introduction to Ask Jyotish, if anyone wants to understand palmistry.
The introduction to Ask Jyotish. Awesome. So we'll have both these links in the show notes. Action Tribe, there's a way by which you can get this book recommendation, what Gillian shared, for free. And the book is The Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. It's a book that you must read. But if you, you know, don't have the time to read, or you don't consider yourself a reader, then make sure you listen to the book. Because as a member or a listener of the show, you're eligible to get one free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial of Audible, because Audible is offering Action Tribe listeners one free audiobook, right? So in case you don't know, this company, Audible, has over 180,000 titles to choose from. And the books include Autobiography of a Yogi, The Chakra System by Anadia Judith, and A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. So they've got some amazing books, and I love these books as well. I'm always listening to two or three books at the same time. To download your free audiobook today, go to my7chakras.com/freebook. Once again, that's my7chakras.com/freebook to start listening to Autobiography of a Yogi right away. So Gillian, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sharing those stories. And it's wonderful to connect with you almost after 100 episodes on our show. So it's been amazing. Before you go, tell us one thing that you're grateful for and tell us the best way we can find you.
Oh, Aditya, I'm so grateful for you to give me the opportunity to talk about my passion and my love, palmistry. So thank you very, very, very much.
Awesome.
And people can find me on Facebook. Look at my profile. And I put every Wednesday, I put a little video on about palmistry or astrology. It's in English and it's French. I have both. But you can contact us, Birla Center. That's where I work also. And you can do consultation on Zoom or do the challenge with me if you want to go more deeper and want to fix yourself. I'm there.
Got it. So what's the website once again so that people can...
Our website is www.birlacenter.ca.
Got it. So there you go, Action Tribe. If you want to learn more about Vedic palmistry, if you want to get in touch with Gillian Valley, if you want to take the heart challenge and really find out more about your life, then go to birlacenter.ca. And you know, of course, you can learn more. So Ghislaine, thank you so much for coming on our show, talking to us about Vedic palmistry and so many other fascinating topics, and taking us one step closer to a human revolution.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Aditya.
You're listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.